Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach. We are here live in Studio U. This is the new Studio U where we just finished painting. If you watch my stories, you'll see some of the paint that we did or the paintings that we're doing. Money's on the wall. We're about to recreate everything dry erase. So we're in a new studio building it out. And we're doing new things nowadays. So we have to elevate our minds to elevate our progress. So tonight we are going to talk about, actually all of May, we are going to be talking about having a millionaire mindset. Now, what is a millionaire mindset, you might ask? It is a mindset of, this phone just died. It is a mindset of people doing what they want to. You have to have a certain level of mindset, mentality to get things done. And when you are an entrepreneur, there's levels of mindsets that you have to have. So when I say a millionaire's mindset, there's no negativity in the millionaire's mindset. We have a very, what would you call it, delegated path that we're walking on. We have vision. We see what we're going to do. We have goals. We know how we're going to get to those goals. We're conquering these goals. So making sure that you have that mindset is awesome. We're going to talk over this next month. We're going to talk about the attributes of a millionaire mindset. But tonight we're going to talk about vision. In our vision. So we're going to actually have a special guest that comes on in a little while, Sharon. She should be coming on in a little while. But my thing right now is I'm making you guys understand, like, what is your mindset? Where are you going with it? What do you want? What are your goals? What are your visions? So let's talk about that vision. Now, I'm going to go back to when you were a kindergartner, when you were a little kid, and we were talking about having a vision of what you wanted and what you desire. One second, let me set it up. The phone died. So give us a second, guys. We're going back, going started. We're now back live on Instagram. Hey, Jason. Hello, everybody. So let's go back to this. For the people who weren't able to chime in on Instagram, we're now back live on Instagram. So go back to Instagram and watch me. So the thing is, let's talk about mindset in millionaire mindset and having that vision that you need to have in building your business and building your brand and building anything that you want to and anything that you desire. To be a millionaire, you have to take risks. You have to take risks. You have to know exactly where you're going and how you want to go. So let's focus on this vision because I'm so excited about everything. I'm just excited about just all of it. So I'm scatterbrained right now, and I've been moving all weekend, and I'm, like, super tired. And I want a margarita right now and don't want to be on the podcast, just to be honest with you. But that is where I'm going to go after I finish. It is Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Hey. One more reason, one more day to celebrate, and one more day to have a drink. So after this podcast, if anybody's in Midtown, I'll be downtown having a drink. So let's talk about vision, okay, guys? Your vision in your business. So vision and goals and plans all kind of coincide. So when you have a vision of what you want, right, you will have to actually know what it looks like. So in the aspect is you have to know how it looks, how you feel when you have it, how you'll care. So if you want to be a millionaire and have that millionaire mindset, what are you going to do when you're a millionaire? How are you going to act when you're a millionaire? What are you going to be drinking? What are you going to be eating? What are you going to be, where are you going to go on vacation? What are you going to be wearing? Those are the kind of things that you have to have when you have a millionaire mindset. You have to have that vision to see all of this nice stuff that you will have on, you'll have, right? So opening your mind up to that. When you are in the process of becoming that millionaire that you want to be, you now have to start hanging around different people. Hang around people who actually are getting closer or pushing towards those goals, having that those millionaire goals. So you have to go and hang around those people. You have to sit around people with money. If you're sitting around a whole bunch of broke people and you have a vision of being a millionaire, you're probably going not to be. Because everybody in your circle will be telling you, oh, that's not a good idea. That's not, you shouldn't do that. Why would you want to do that? Da-da-da-da-da. So you have to actually be around people who are going to really do, who's going through those troubles or going through that fight or doing those things that you are having to do, like stay up late and work all night, not hanging out, doing your podcast instead of going to have margaritas at 9 o'clock at night. You know, on a Wednesday, on Cinco de Mayo. That's a millionaire mindset. Those are the things. My vision is to grow my page, and I'm thank you guys. I want to thank you guys because I just hit 400 listeners on my podcast, which I'm super duper excited about. Yay! So thank you for sharing it with everybody, and please continue to share, like, and follow me on every platform. But I also want you guys to understand about vision. I'm congested. I don't know why I'm so congested right now. I wasn't congested like 8 minutes ago, but now I am very congested. I don't know what's going on. If my body's like, why is she working? I don't know what it is, but it's happening right now. So with all that being said, let's get back on the topic of vision, your vision. I'm going to tell you my vision, and then y'all can chime in and tell me one thing that y'all visualize having. And your vision can be materialistic things. It can be goals. It can be where you want to go, where you want to be, how you want to get there. That can be your vision. So my vision is to build a successful coaching business that helps thousands and thousands of people become very successful and grow. Okay, so that is my vision. So how am I going to do this? I am going to do my podcast. I'm going to be on YouTube. I'm going to start doing testimonials. We're coming out with Audible books coming up soon. We are coming out with classes, online classes that are live on our platform right now. We are doing so much things. We have the planners. Don't forget to get your quarterly planner. You have the planners to help y'all be more successful. So these are things that we have out there that I am helping coaches. I'm helping people do, helping people put together. So that's my vision of having a millionaire mindset and what my vision is. So let me know, comment below, what is your vision, where you want to go, what is something that you are striving to do in this whole path? What do you really desire? You know, have you ever watched Lucifer and he's like, what do you desire? And the person says something really crazy and he's like, oh, he's not the killer. But that is exactly how life works. You have to know exactly what you desire, what you're going for, where you're going, how you are going to push forward in all of this. That is what you have to do. You have to desire that. You have to know what you want. If you want to live someplace, you have to visit that place frequently. If you want to have a nice car, you need to sit in that car and drive it around. You need to feel how you feel in it. You need to tell the story. You know, I guess, when you become an adult and you start telling stories about where you want to go, now it becomes lies, right? Because people are like, oh, man, you lying, you a stunner, you fake, da-da-da-da. You say you got this and you don't really have it yet. You know, sometimes you have to do those things to yourself. You have to lie to yourself. To become have that mindset, to change your mindset, you really have to lie to yourself, to tell yourself that this is what you're going to do, This is what you are pushing forward to. This is what we have. These are our goals. This is our dreams. This is our passions. These are our desires. So you have to really sit back and tell yourself everything that you want to see and believe it. And believe it. So you can't just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire, but then you don't do anything towards being a millionaire. You don't have a goal. You don't have any direction in creating that whole scenario for you. So making sure you push forward, you have that vision, you have that goal. You have to know how to figure out what your vision is. You have to know what you like. See, millionaires are people who know exactly what they want. They know exactly what they like, because that's why when celebrities come into town or whatever, and then their entourage or their people have to come in, oh, she only eats blue M&Ms, and she needs Rice Krispie treats, fresh Rice Krispie treats with the big marshmallows, not the little marshmallows, and she only wants Godiva chocolate in her room and only orchids. She does not like the smell of roses or lilies. She wants orchids. So those are things that people say. People say and people do to talk about their, you know, they know what they want. So you have to have a vision and a plan to know what you want. She only wears this kind of socks. She only wears these kind of t-shirts. She only wears her hair a certain way, certain stylist, only certain kind of makeup she puts on her face because the other ones might break her out. Like those little simple things like that are things that you have to envision telling your assistant that these are what you're going to do. You know, imagine you having one, having an assistant. You got to have an assistant, no one is going to help you, and nobody else will help you. That person helps you. You know what I mean? So making sure that you have everything that you want and you desire, you have to know what you want and what you desire. You have to see the vision. You have to know exactly how you want to do it, what you want to do, when you want to do it, what kind of car you drive. What's that interior going to look like? What is your house going to look like? What are the goals? And what are you going to do for people to make that $1 million? What are you going to do? So what is your business? What is the business? So making sure you have the business. So you're going to have a food truck. Your food truck is going to go viral like Freddy Vegan's food truck, right? It's going to go viral where you have lines where people wait 4 and 5 hours for a freaking sandwich. That is your goal. That is your thoughts. That is where you want to go. So those are the things that you have to imagine. You have to see the line of people standing outside your venue, your restaurant, your party, your whatever, your coaching event. You know, you have to see the people standing outside. You have to visualize all of that. And if there's money that you desire, you have to visualize you having the money and you spending it how you want to spend it. You have to really work on yourself and tell yourself that this is what I have, this is where I'm going, this is how I am. I'm reaching for, these are the things that I desire. So what I want you guys to do for me this week, this month, is write down what you desire. Write it on the board, write on your wall, look at it, write on your mirror, get a dry erase marker. And write my I desire blank on your mirror. So every morning when you look at it, you can visualize that. This is things like I just painted dry erase boards in my bedroom and behind my desk in my new living room. Like I had a dry erase board at the old place too. So I just painted a dry erase board. And the reason why I did it in my bedroom is so when I turn over and I look at them in the morning, I can look at my affirmations. I can look at what I need to do. I can look at my goals that I'm going to strive for. Waking up, I wake up in the morning fully energetic. Woo! Look at the wall. Look at myself in the mirror and be super excited about what is going on in my life, what I have to do. Keep me on task. Keeps me focused. Keeps me motivated to keep moving and pushing forward to everything that I have to do and grow towards. So those are the things that I am pressing forward to, and I want to teach you guys how to live into that vision and live that way as well. So making sure that you are on top of your life, your vision. Now, guys, again, if you have not picked up one of my planners, please go on Amazon today, buy one of the planners. business planners. It will help you start planning out. It will help you give your vision. I have vision board work on each quarter where you can actually draw out your vision board or tape it in there. And we're probably going to work on a lot of that. I have magazines like vision boards and seeing your vision. Those things work. When you have a vision board and you're passionate about what is on your vision board, everything will come into fruition because now you're actually seeing and feeling how it feels for you to have it and knowing how you want to have it. Now, so making sure you have a clear vision of what you want and desire will put you in a place where you can grow and be extremely successful. So make sure you know your vision. Make sure you know what you want to do with it. Make sure you know the goals that you have behind it. Make sure that you are pushing forward to be successful in your vision and doing the things that you have to do to grow your business and to grow your vision. You have to do those things. And that's where last month we were talking about consistency. Being 100% consistent in what you're doing makes a big difference in everything that you are doing and everything that you desire. So if you have a vision and you know where you're going with it and then you know what you want, then be consistent about how you're getting there. Be consistent about pushing forward. Be consistent about knowing what roads you're going to take in there. Have your roadmap. Having a vision is like putting things in a GPS. Y'all don't go nowhere nowadays without putting your address in a GPS, right? So even some of y'all don't even know how to get home from a place without putting your address, their home address in a GPS. So if you have to do all of that, why don't you GPS your life? Have a path, have a vision on what you're going to do in your life. Take it step by step, turn by turn, stoplight by stoplight, highway by highway, and build your vision, build your life, build what you have to do to grow. Because if you do not take that time to build that vision up and to build it into a great place, then you won't be able to go. If you do not put that address in your GPS, you'll be driving around in circles. You'll be going left when you're supposed to go right. You won't even know where you're going. So you have to know where you're going to get what you desire. Okay, guys? So those are the things that I wanted to hit and talk to you tonight about. The seven, give me one second, let me get these notes. The seven attributes. All right, guys. Sorry, had to go pick up my notes. So this month we're going to talk about, where today was about vision. On the 12th, we are going to be talking about passion and motivation. On the 19th, we're going to be talking about risk-taking and curiosity. On the 26th, we're going to be talking about creativity and confidence. So those are the seven attributes of having a millionaire mindset. You have to have that passion and that drive. You have to have that motivation. You have to be able to take and willing to take risks. Gotta jump. Sometimes jump. It's not that scary. Just jump. Okay? You have to be curious to know where you're going, to push forward. So make sure you are curious about that. You have to be creative and think outside the box. And the last thing but not least, if you do not have the confidence to be a baller, to be a millionaire, then stop right now. Just stop. If you can't imagine yourself being a millionaire, then just stop. If you think money is the root of all evil, don't even try to make it anymore. Just go live in a box somewhere. Like, these are things that millionaires don't think about. Money grows happiness. You can make nothing grows happiness but yourself. But, hey, when there's not money to be having to stress about, makes you a lot happier. When I got stacks and stacks in the bank, I'm a happier individual than when I don't. So those are the things that you have to do to be successful in your business, to be successful in what you're doing, is to actually have a plan, have a vision on where you're going and how you're going to prepare yourself for that vision, what you're going to do, what do you need to complete that vision. So making sure you have all your tools in place. So when you're starting and when you're getting in your car, you have your car, you had the oil change, your maintenance is up to date, you got some brand new tires on that vehicle. That is how you're going to get to your destination, because if you don't check your tires and check your maintenance on that, then what's going to happen? While you're on your road, while you're doing your thing, you boop, 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 tire flat. Now you upset. Now you mad on the side of the street, right? That's how life is. That's how business is. So you have to make sure you maintain them, the tires you maintain. You have gas in your car. You driving, boop, 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 the car runs out of gas. You knew you was going more than 50 miles. Why didn't you put no gas in your car? You knew that, right? You're not prepared. You're not thinking about it. You know? You run out of oil in your car and your engine locks up. Ooh, that sucks. Because then you're going to be big mad when that happens. And all of this is the same thing with business. You do those same trials and your same, go through those same trials and those same tribulations while you are building your business, because at the end of the day, those things will happen in your business. You will have roadblocks. You will hit a pothole. You will hit bumps over this thing. If you do not plan for certain things, it will continue to happen. And sometimes, it's like having your first car. You didn't know about all of this stuff, and stuff starts to happen. It just locks up on the side of the interstate because you don't got no water and oil in the car. You know, I don't know nobody who would have done nothing like that, though. But, yeah. And you don't have no gas in it. Car, you don't even know why the car stops, but it just stops. If you do not feed it, if you do not put some nutrition in that thing, if you do not push it, if you do not take care of it, it will die. You have to baby your business like you baby anybody else, and you have to know that vision. You have to know where you're going, what you're trying to see, and how you're trying to look at it every time you're doing something in your business, okay? So this is me, my guest, again. If you would like to be a guest on the I Am Unique Right podcast, go live with me, be a part of my guest. Please send me a DM, shoot me a DM so I can add you to the email list. I'm looking for guests every week, every weekend. It's not a problem. It doesn't cost you anything. If you would like to be a guest, just send me a DM, send me your email. We do this every night. Every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock on this dot. We was a really late today because we had to wait for the paint to dry, which we worked ready for. So we got it down. The paint, look how pretty it looks. It looks good, doesn't it? We did that. Bye. So make sure y'all sign up for it. Make sure y'all get my planner. Make sure y'all like, share, repost. Put it in your stories, whatever you have to do to get my message across. If you know somebody who needs to hear what I am saying now, please share it with them. Please like it. Please put it in any of your groups that you're in. I would love it. I do not mind. Share, share, sharing is caring, because I would like to have hundreds and thousands of you guys on my live next and be super awesome with it. So making sure that you guys share, like, tell a friend about this. And if you would like to join my podcast and be a guest on my podcast, or if you would like to be a sponsor, we always need bread around here. So if you would like to be a sponsor and you would like me to talk about your item on my podcast, then shoot me a DM and we will send you our rate sheet. Right now, it's fairly inexpensive to be a part of this podcast, to be a sponsor. So if you would like to, let me talk to you about your business, or if you'd like to have a 30 to 45 minute full segment with me, then we can talk. So click the link in the bio, sign up, go to my website, check out all my cool stuff, and see you next time. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.